All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes, and I know that some of you guys are just coming back from shouting web at that Asbel. Bad guys pussied out after we stomped their faces in a bit earlier. Oh no. Got some interesting news across the board. Tess just had a town hall. I'm sort of reading digests from our agents about what's been going on. I've got the stuff in Cloud Ring. So yeah, actually, I'd sort of been worried that I wouldn't have much to go over this week, but actually in just the last couple of days, a bunch of things have come together, and Atrium made me a very happy man about an hour ago with those most recent November statistics. All right, and we do have Bingo up. Hell yeah. Yeah, congratulations to Sundering for being the benchmark for that is unironically impressive. All right, I've just been given the good word by Cord, so I'm going to launch into this, and everybody else who gets here late can thank Kahanas for being awesome and doing his usual F2 thing, I hope, and recording this. He is a hero for doing that and making sure that these get posted to the wiki every week, and we appreciate that. So, most of what you've seen on the meta show for the last couple weeks, and most of what we're seeing out in public, has been an understandable hue and cry about the fact that the PCU of EVE is flatlining because Rattati is a dumbass and is ramming things into the ground. This was something of concern to me, obviously. I don't want to have us ruling over a dead galaxy, but more importantly, I think for all of us, we care more about the community of the Imperium and of Goonswarm, of what we have built up for all of these years. And the nightmare for those of us in leadership positions is always that Hilmar or one of his dumbasses is going to wake up one day and ruin the game in such a way that it interferes with our community. Now, the good news is, based upon these statistics, we have not lost any of our fighting strength through November. We have seen some people either unsub or stop engaging with, like, crab stuff. I don't mean the crab sites, but I mean, essentially, I just got told that not only do we have a clean bill of health as an org, but we are still stomping on faces just as hard as we were a couple months back. And that we, Goonswarm, and I believe the Imperium as a whole, is weathering this storm of incompetence in a way that is not impacting our ability to stomp on the faces and the throats of our despised foes. And that makes me a very happy man, because if we do not have puppies and we do not have an us, we don't have a them, we need a safe garden for our community. And I was worried. I was concerned. I had hoped that the strong community ties that I see it in person events like Vegas, y'all motherfuckers fighting together, dying together, doing our thing together, getting stupid together, I'm not going to lie. Until I saw the numbers, because numbers are all that really matters in my world, I need to have the facts. I was a little worried. I was talking about how we might take a haircut. The whole game might take a haircut because of this incompetence. But I am a very happy man to see that in practice, when it came to the bottom line, we are still stomping just as hard as we were previously. And that means I feel a little bit more free to point and laugh at the dumbasses and be a little bit less, woo, scary boo. So great news there. Check out Atrium's thread if you haven't yet. And yeah, people are talking about a Jeff deployment, of course, which could very well be bingo bait. But one of the things that is very fascinating to me about our jump bridge system, the modern revised post-war jump bridge system, is how fucking good it is. And right now, the front line of many of these combats that we are having are in Cloud Ring. We just were winning fights there and owning face just a couple hours back. And you can get there very rapidly and get back very rapidly, as you guys just literally did before the fireside. So actually deploying GF isn't necessarily as much of a requirement where we're currently having these fights. But if it was, I would lie about it. I mean, like, literally, guys, like, in order to have a war in Cloud Ring, I wouldn't move us out of 1DQ1 because we literally just have a jump bridge network. Like, you literally just, like, hop, skip, and a jump out there. It's not necessary. You don't have to, like, deploy to, like, J5A or something to hit Cloud Ring. It would be like deploying to Aquarius, which is also Delta Zone. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about, some of this other stuff. Let's go over this. A few weeks back, we started seeing big hack fights. We're fighting against fire. Things are happening. Occasionally, we're getting kicked in the dick. Occasionally, we're slipping over. We're falling. We're tripping. Things are happening. Shaking the dust off post-war. getting used to fighting the puppies again, getting used to seeing Pappy, Pappy, Pappy everywhere. I was very happy to see Pro God Legend handing out rocks and typhoons yesterday and then losing them to us. I had missed it. I missed it so much. I ended up declassifying those Black Hand leaks way early, just because hearing the anger and the frustration in that pieces of shit voice, it brought me back. And I hope you guys enjoyed the Piggles leaks. Test has had their town hall, and they have not really said anything that we didn't expect them to. Hope always springs eternal that our enemies would do something unexpected, but they are predictable creatures and appear to be content to rot in Outer Passage for the near term, which is sort of unfortunate. We had a whole thing kind of cooked up for, you know, if they move to a place that we thought they were, like, you know, we had schemes, man. We had schemes. But now we've got more and different schemes. And more importantly, we have a clean bill of health in the military report card. So we get to have some fun. So in general, CCB has raised the ladder of access for most of people in the game to be able to get dreadnoughts and carriers and supercaps and titans and all the fun stuff. We have argued sustained, but in a sustained way, we've argued against this, right? In many ways, we have been saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing, even though the dumbass shit that they are doing is differentially buffing us by running a lawnmower over the less coherent orgs in the game, driving small and medium alliances into the fucking ditch and that incentivized consolidation. People want to flee to a place of competence and order. Sanity. So great. The net effect of this is, if they are going to raise the ladder on the rest of the game and we have a clean bill of health when it comes to military activity and stomping on pubs, what that tells me is, hey guys, make sure you're fucking carriers. I love this. I haven't had a chance to get up here in front of 800 people and say, hey, let's dust off some fucking heavy ordnance, because we're going to be using them in Delve more. We've got some things going on. Not all the things that we're going to be going on here are going to be things you're going to hear about on the fireside. They might get nudge, nudge, wink, wink. They might, you know, who knows? But what I do know is it is time for us to dust off our carriers and make sure that our wood chippers are still working, because we got some stuff going on. It's not like enemy fleets are going to be coming into Delve and diving into a woodchipper war style. We want a portable woodchipper to drop on things. And I won't go into any further details, but you know, when the adj tells me ask for people to dust off their carriers and get them ready on the fireside, it was like hearing the fucking angels of war, murder, and death sing, and it makes me a happy man. Carriers, boys and girls, carriers. Now, I haven't been given specific instructions beyond that, so I'm not going to tell you which particular carrier we're using for what. I think that Delve defense is something that we are going to keep our eyes on as things heat up across the galaxy. We are seeing more fights. We are headed into the holiday season. If Rattati wasn't running the game into the ground, we would expect to see an uptick in behavior across the game in the holiday season. As it stands for now, sorry, I just got distracted by some Black Hand stuff. But basically, if the rest of the game is having less people log in and doing things, instead of me going, oh gosh, that's tragic, now that I see that we have our people and the sort of iron fist of the state is ready to rock, it's time to just start kicking people in the face and the balls. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll have fun. I hate fucking peace. I just hate peace. It bores the hell out of me. It's necessary. It's important. But just finally seeing, you know, conflict at scale on the horizon makes me a happy space emperor. So, conflict against the foe will take many forms. It's not just going to be like, hey, what we're doing in Cloud Ring, I want you guys to expect that. It's not just going to be defending against incursions into our space from people using filaments or otherwise roaming around. We've had action in NPC Delve pretty much every night, like clockwork. And I have personally been very happy because I don't give a shit about fighting fair against puppies, because puppies never give a shit about actually fighting fair. I love watching these motherfuckers get sledgehammered. Gallagher with a watermelon, that reference really just dated me as a 40 something style. Like the fact that I'm seeing groups of goons and marshals and black ops just doing these completely ridiculous, unfair shit stompings of minor incursions into our space by well-meaning idiot puppies. It warms my heart. It tells me that Delve is healing. When I see a really just, you know, there was a guy whining on our Eve a couple weeks ago, and I think this is actually a link to like an init shit stomping where init dropped like 15 titans on four dudes, and I'm like, yeah, get some. That's how we do it around here. And so that makes me happy. I'm really, you can hear in my voice, I'm very, very happy. I was worried. I mean, honestly, like the Rattati thing is freaky. The things they're saying about what they're going to do in the game is freaky. But from my perspective, all I give a shit is us. All I care about is us. Fuck puppies. The community is what matters. Our people in the state and what we have built here together over the last however many goddamn years. That's what matters. And so I am just so happy to see that, you know, our risks are mitigated. And anyway, whatever. Fuck Rattati. Okay. There are a couple other things I want to promote here. We have Secret Santa. It is the holiday season. Every year we do a Secret Santa, and I'm going to try to link this. I am high, but hopefully I can manage to copy and paste. Thank you. All right. So I am going to authorize I'll do this live. The hand, I'm going to authorize releasing this test town hall if they don't release it themselves. There is, you know, you guys deserve some chat porn. You really do. And whatever, fuck it.
Okay. When I have it, I will release it.
Apple Pear is a fucking hero, as are all of the, like, guys, we talk about how difficult it is doing duty in the Black Hand. Like, it is one of the rougher postings in the org, and it's because you are face to face with some of the most awful, boring, hypocritical puppy drivel day in and day out. And so yet again, an opportunity to give a shout outs to everyone out there who is doing the Imperium's work in the shadows, not just in the Hand, but of course, obviously, Insurgent Squad. Okay, cool. I like it. Yeah, so basically, I think Test has decided that they're going to rot in Outer Passage. I mentioned that earlier. I am disappointed, but it is what it is. We're going to find ways to reach out and keep fucking them. And, yeah. Let me take some questions here.
No, sorry. If I make sure for everybody, I didn't listen to this meeting yet. We had agents listening to this meeting. So, like, you can be happy for me, but you should be more thankful for all the agents doing all the work and listening to PGL talking and all those kind of things. So just for everybody to know, like, they deserve all the credit.
They oh my, this is gonna be a fun one when it gets out. I have a feeling. All right. Let me take some general questions from folks. The main news is, hey, we got a clean bill of health. Hey, we've been winning fights. Let's keep doing that and keep fighting to shake the dust off, because war is a force that gives us meaning. And carriers. The thing is that there's a thing that I'm excited about that I never thought I'd be excited about that I can't talk about on the fireside. And it's not like some sort of big, amazing, like, whatever. And if our enemies were actually good at firesides, they would be like, ooh, let's investigate this in some way. But, and maybe, you know, whatever. But the wheels are moving, right? I'm happy about being able to get some statistics on the ground truth of what is happening in our organization. That makes me able to make much more aggressive plans about some of my schemes. If you guys keep your ears to the ground and participate in daily and nightly life in the organization, you will see some of the things that we're up to. And I'm very happy about it. I'm happy about the carriers. I'm happy about the fighting strength. I'm happy about the screams and cries of weak hypocritical failures like ProGod. And, life is pretty good. Let's take some questions. Hey, somebody's got a reference to, Overkill. When I click the, yeah, that's the kind of shit I like. Every time a puppy comes to Delve expecting a fair fight, and we give them the kind of treatment that they tried to give to us during all of the wars, and reminding them that we don't play by their rules, I think it really enforces the fucker-fucky relationship, and that's good. Any update on AOM and FRT friction? Great questions. AOM and FRT friction that simmer down because of and become nothing in the end. I don't think it's ever going to become nothing. It hasn't actually resulted in active combat, not because I don't think that Norris wants to kill Fulcrum, but more because FRT seems to be having a big series of fights with Snuffed Out currently. So I think that that's kind of a distraction from any kind of Chinese civil war, as it were. Oh boy, we've got questions about sports. Unfortunately, that's not my thing. I like to get my hands dirty. I've never been good at spectator or anything. Fish update. The fish have been doing all right. Like, the fact that there haven't actually been fish updates is a good thing. We have some mollies that are popping out other little mollies, and we haven't had like a explosive, unexpected fish death in a hot minute. Is it true that there are three Titans not SRP'd for M2 on the Pappy side? That's a good question. I don't know. I think that there are probably a number of Titans that haven't ever actually been SRP'd, because I don't think that these guys are going to be able to either find Titans or pull 350 billion ISK out of their ass to build them. So, you know, I'm not sure how much we'll ever know about that, but certainly financial mismanagement has been the order of the day amongst our enemies, and we love them for it. Let's see. Court mail Mondays and the lack of them being turned on. They stopped getting turned on because it stopped being fun after we said it was allowed on a certain day. People lost interest in it. What about furniture making and dick butts? That's a good one. We are actually working on a bunch of Madfern stuff. I don't want to like hype my like furniture store too much because it is very much a work in progress. But shout out to Sopleb and Cassador and several other goons who have been very, very helpful in reaching out to me and letting me know stuff of like, hey, this is busted, or hey, this needs fixing, or hey, here's an idea about how to make it better. So I really appreciate the outreach of that. It has been kind of funny to take a turn from like Space Emperor to, you know, mad about the Live, Laugh, Love section and sells furniture. But why can't we do both at the same time? Fuck it. I'm going to work on making my pitches a little bit more entertaining when I do it on the meta show. This guy keeps asking questions about Dreadbomb and some sort of standings issue, and I'm not really sure why you're insisting on that on the far side. Like, whatever the answer is, it's not significant enough that it's reached my desk that I have a thing to give you, dude. I mean, basically the policy is if you see some weird stuff from people that have access to things that they seem to have access to, you know, you can raise it with a corp director or a diplo if something seems out of sorts. And then beyond that, Fountain Frank Fireside. Yeah, one of the things about general low-sec entities is that they tend to have a constant amount of recycling. So somebody's talking about, like, is there like a status change after their predictable internal collapse? Like, you know, I don't like keep track of, you know, I mean, hell, if you guys remember before Snuffed Out was like the big thing, there was a whole Shadow Cartel Snuffed Out thing. And then like, there's just sort of an endless cycle of schisms and new names and drama and stuff like that. So like, hey, a mid-sized low-sec org had an org implosion and whatever is sort of like a Tuesday. So I'm sorry, I can't answer the question. It just hasn't risen to the level of us knowing or giving a fuck at from my desk anyway. Do we have to worry about Snuff and Cloud Ring? Good question. Well, we do have to worry about Snuff and Cloud Ring if my dumb ass tries to get us to invade Losec again for the 8th time because I just can't leave well enough alone and accept the fact that Imperial models have difficulties invading the geographic equivalent of like mountainous territory, right? It's like a classic, you know, conquest obsessed asshole mistake is you conquer all sorts of stuff and then you're like, let's invade the mountains. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, it was a terrible idea then. It was a terrible idea to do it now. Like, so, you know, you do need to be on guard. Cloud Ring is going to be fun. It's always fun. That's sort of our, you know, our little playground in between the big block wars. And that's cool. But I am kind of done trying to stick our dick in low sec just because, you know, fire bad. I learn eventually. All right. Shout out for EUTZ, Saturday Night Swarm Fleet, from Zul Edo, which is going to be forming next Saturday in Wendikyo, because it's Sunday right now. But EUTZ, Saturday Night Swarm, is a thing now. People need to know about it, and we're delighted by that. Where is Test is next? Would like to destroy their arrogance. Okay, that's a good question. So here's how the whole Test thing is working. There are some times and some situations where the most damage you can do to an organization is to leave them alone to piss and shit themselves and shed all of their talent and be confronted by their failure and impotence. I think that that is sort of the pathway that Test is on. We are very well prepared to reach out and fuck them more at a time when I think that we can do more minus EV damage to them than what we're already doing. I think that we've been seeing corporations leave. Both Test and Brave are sort of in this box. So I want people to understand that in the aftermath of the Vietnam War, we walked away with three big strategic threats slash blood enemies. One of those was Brave newbies who earned it because Shattered Armor and all those motherfuckers worked so hard to own us. And then their, you know, Brave is sort of degrading and sort of that falling down ISS emote pathway here. So in certain circumstances, it actually can be bad to like do a full formal invasion or something, especially if it's overreach and they're busy rotting away. If they get out of Outer Passage, and what my hope, like I said earlier in the Fireside, we had plans for them to leave Outer Passage. We hope they leave Outer Passage. I pray for the day that they decide to stick their noses and their dicks out in a place there within our tantrum radius. And in the meantime, we have other things going on that we're not going to be talking about. But I want people to understand that when it comes to destroying an enemy, there is a difference between just subtle application of power, right? Especially when you're looking at dealing with organizations that have longer histories. You need to have a bunch of different vectors to get what you want. Our goal with Test ultimately is not to destroy Test, to annihilate Test. It is exactly what I said. Fuck, Jesus, this was like almost 2 years ago, not a full 2 years ago, but a year and a half ago, when I announced that we were dumping NCDOT as our big grudge and that Test is next, and Test will always be next as long as there is a Test, because they are the redheaded stepchild that we're going to be kicking around now. So it's not like we're going to be destroying every, like, we're not getting rid of Test. We want to haze the nerds. It's a nuanced question. It's a nuanced answer. There you go. But Brave is continuing to lose corpse, and Test is too, and I am pretty happy with that. I'm not going to lie. If Gobbins wants to poach his allies to the point that his allies lose combat effectiveness, meanwhile, Pro-God Legend is going to turn up and feed us battleship fleets and then chat porn, I'm pretty happy with it. A Council of Wardens. Oh, boy. Yeah, there have been an awful lot of, like, one of the things that I do like is that we have been getting out there and hunting down Rourke walls, and if we find the bad guys doing crab sites, we're going to try to gank those as much as we can, too. In a scenario where it's very hard for anybody to build capitals and super capitals, every opportunity we have to take out bad guy capitals is fantastic, be that in fights when they are used, or us continually harassing the foe and going after them. All right. You guys have been troopers for staying up a little bit later to listen to this. I appreciate you hanging around for the delayed fireside. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you all for coming. And yeah, get your carriers ready to rock. There is blood in the winds, and I am here for it. See you next week.